listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast.
Hey, how are ya?
How are ya? Hey, how are ya?
It's been a minute.
The hottest of the minutes, but we back and we're here to chat.
A lot has happened. We're basically new people. MIA. We did do a segment, a intro segment. That was actually 2 weeks ago, and then things happened and I had to delete the segment because guess what? That ain't for the public knowledge, okay?
We're new people since then. We've changed.
Also,
a lot has
happened. I don't like how raturel I just sounded there.
Yeah, Mike, is your throat okay? It sounds like you have a sickness.
No, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about my tone.
It sounds like your voice, like you have a sickness.
It wasn't that. It was my, what I said.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Never think that again, Sarah.
Yeah.
So, whatever. We're here. We're back. We missed you guys. We missed talking basically to ourselves, but to hundreds of people in their ear drums.
Yeah. So, guess what, guys? It's July and it's that time of year.
Yeah. And I'm just going to pre-warn you guys. We've been rosé all daying, aka...
That's the time of year that I was referring to.
That time summer water. Of day.
That time of year.
Yeah. So, Danelle and I have been on the rosé all day.
Danelle.
Not all day. Just for like a hour or so. Just a bottle. And so, we're going to be extra sassy today, which is going to be a really good comeback for us. Can you cool it with the text messages?
Sorry, I'm so fucking popular.
I know. Fucking hotline bling over here.
So Danielle, what the fuck is up?
New segment. What the fuck is up?
Yeah. WTF.
Is up.
Is up.
We'll work on it, but it's our new segment. What the fuck is up? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Love. Go.
Love. Nothing's up. I was in Vancouver for literally 2 weeks. Okay, it was Calgary, then Vancouver, and then I came back.
Cross Canada tour.
And Sarah Murray was babysitting Timmington Gogmer.
Yeah, we're gonna call him
Timmington Gogmer.
Okay. Oh yes, it's because he's our son.
Yeah,
he's our son. Gogmer. It's a hyphenated last name.
Okay, but I kind of like that.
Gogmer.
Gogmer.
I like it.
Yes.
Well, there's a ring to it.
Gogmer. Anyway, you babysat him. You stayed at my condo.
Yeah, it was so fun. I had a staycation here. It was nice to have air conditioning.
You left me for Canada Day weekend. I was all by myself being the biggest degen in the city.
Okay, welcome to my fucking life.
Literally the biggest degen ever. I had no idea what to do with myself.
I had to go on a retreat. I secluded myself in a forest and sat and ate my face off with all of my family.
Okay, but that sounds like luxury.
It was very nice.
Anyway, you left me Canada Day weekend. I was a gen, and then
Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Sarah
full Dem.
Sarah Dem.
Dem.
Anyway.
Sorry, continue. I cut you off.
That's fine. Nothing's really up other than working. I was in Vancouver. My mom came to visit me. She just left the other day. So that was really nice. We went shopping. I got some really good new shoes. I got the nicest pair of earrings. They're like pearly hoops.
You didn't show me those. Freaking lit.
I'll show you after this.
Offensive.
Well, I didn't have a chance. We were gorging ourselves in chips and guac.
Yeah, I have a guac baby.
Yeah, me too, but I don't mind.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that's all. That's it, really. Traveling, my mom visit, and...
Look at you go.
I have to go back to Vancouver in 2 weeks, so you'll have to come take care of Timmington Gomer.
Your place is way closer to my office, and you have air conditioning, and I don't, so...
Did we say Gomer or Mer...
You said Gwen.
Gomer.
Merguin.
Merguin?
Chargwen! I'm so excited for Chargwen to listen to this.
Chargwen! We know you've been waiting.
Yeah.
You fucking batch. So, Charlotte, speaking of, she fully has a jewelry line.
Let's promote it. What's the social?
It's called Joelle.
Oh my god. Link it in our bio.
I'll find it and I'll plug it.
Promote. Can she make a chick chat piece for us?
She better promote my freaking podcast since I'm mentioning her.
I'm also
jewelry
here, that's okay.
It's called Joelle Couture.
Oh, I love.
Couture. It's actually so cute. So she actually...
Oh my God, Chargwen. Good for
you. I know. And she sourced all the jewelry with her little partner that she has.
So cute.
And I wanted to get in on this.
Yeah. I wanted to start a line too, but it's hard.
It's not that hard. Chargwen does it.
It's hard because I just don't have time.
You want to be Kristen Cavallari.
I want to be...
In Nashville.
I want to be Kristen Cavallari in Nashville. Yeah. I want to be everyone. I want to do all the things.
So listen to this freaking bitch. So I said to her, I was like, hey, Charlotte, like, I really want to be a part of this jewelry line. Like, that's no, so cool.
Not today, Danielle.
No, she was like, okay, cool. Like,
and blanched it without you?
No. So she had this before. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
make the people want to jump.
Sorry. Yeah.
So, I'm jumping to conclusions.
Yes, you are. So I ask her about all this stuff. She's like telling me, I was like, oh, like show me the product, like the line sheets. Like I really want to see like what you have coming in. Like I want to be a part of this. Like I'll invest. Like,
how is she doing? Drop shipping?
I don't know exactly. / I don't really want to say because I don't want people to know about her like stuff.
Yeah, don't like, but anyway, give away the back end.
So anyway, so then she's like, okay, so like can you send me your resume? I want to show my partner. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking showing you my resume.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not showing you my skills to be...
I'm your family, number one. Number
like,
two.
Partner as in business partner. Yeah, but... Not as in, like, I thought you meant, like, lover. I'm like, oh, that's so official.
The fuck are you even talking about? I'm talking about business right now.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so anyway...
You didn't send your resume, so you're like, not qualified.
She literally was like... I guess you don't want to be a partner after all. And I was like, Charlotte, I'm your family. You
good
know
for
my capability.
Fucking you, Charlotte. Fucking qualifications are nothing, okay? This is business.
No.
This is business.
If anything, it would start with a phone call. It would start with a phone call.
A phoner?
We're family.
A phoner?
We're family. At the end of the day, she knows me. She knows my qualifications. She knows what I can do. She's listening to this podcast right
now.
Maybe
you guys can do a collab like Kylie Cosmetics, okay? She can do a Danielle line.
Well, she fucking better.
She can do a Danielle line.
She better.
Full hoops. Full hoops.
Yeah. Gold chains. The bigger the hoop, the bigger the batch, okay?
Yeah. There you go. So she'll bring you in that way, and then you don't have to worry about any of the business stuff. Because you have a lot going on. You're a busy girl.
That's true. So WTF is up with you.
What the fuck is up? I don't even know. I feel like I blinked and it's July. I feel like I was wearing a parka 2 minutes ago, and now it's July, and I'm still doing the same. Actually, no, not a lot. I'm not doing anything the same. Things
by the way,
really,
I just have
jobs.
To, first off, before you get into this, I have to tell you that the intro for this is going to be, I hope you know where I'm going with this. So it's like this, like,
I'm really excited.
Intro to a song, and it's like, what the fuck is up? That's what he does.
Okay.
What the fuck up? Or no, I think he says, shut the fuck up, but we can just like.
Oh, we'll just like remix it to be like, what the fuck is up?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. I like it.
Cool.
So with me, I mean, a lot's been going on. I've been working really hard. I have four jobs, so I basically have no time to brush my hair, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So that's been good.
At least you color coordinated your scrunchie with your shirt today.
Yeah, of course, because I got to have some order in my life. Got to control something, or, you know, what do you got if you don't got a coordination of your hair accessory to your shirt? So, things have been good. I think the best thing that happened was when I ditched Danielle on Canada Day weekend and went up to my cottage with my whole family, and it was super relaxing. We had beautiful weather. I got really sunburned. Yeah, I just sat on my ass, lost my phone for 3 days because we don't have service up there, and I just like beed in nature, and it was heavenly. Also, my whole entire family did edibles together. Did I tell you that? I didn't tell you that. Saved it for the podcast. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Kel. Well, I don't think Kelsey did it, but Carly did. Ha ha. So, and Jake. So,
wait, who brought the edibles?
My cousin Meredith brought the edibles, and basically it was like gummy. So we all just took them, and then we all just like sat, and I wore this, you know that like teddy coat you have?
Yeah.
Well, I have one too now because, long story short, I have a teddy coat too now. So I brought it to the cottage, and then everyone made fun of me. But then until we did edibles, everyone was like petting my jacket, and they thought it was the best thing ever. So I'm like, yeah, fuck y'all.
Now the truth like, came out.
Yeah, they really loved it. So basically wear a fuzzy jacket. It was a hit. Yay me. That was great. And then, yeah, work's going good. Life's going good. I also... and a part of one of my good friends, Alana, she's getting married, and I'm a part of her wedding. And We've only done a couple bridally duties. I've never been in a wedding before, so it's actually like a lot of learning. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on ever. So they're like, okay, you're on the bride tribe. So like, let's go.
Bride watch tribe. Alana.
I know.
Fucking cringe.
I love you to death, Alana. But, and yes.
We're just anyway, not on that chapter yet, you know?
So we went. What the fuck's it called?
Bridesmaid dresses.
Bridesmaid. Oh, sorry.
You're literally the worst bridesmaid.
I know. I'm probably going to get axed from this. Literally broke out in hives.
She probably won't even listen to it.
Okay. But yeah, walked into this place, literally broke out in hives. I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm like, even looking at all this shit is making
me
sweat.
Did you actually break out in hives?
Yeah. The bridesmaid, like, we went to Kleinfeld, we did the dress try on. I'm like, oh, it's so pretty in here. I love it. But we went to go try on the bridesmaid dresses. I actually like combusted. So
why?
Like,
what was going through your head? Were you like,
oh my God,
anxious?
I'm so far away from this point in my life. And it's just like, I'm just like, wow. It just made me be like, whoa, I am not into this. And made me even think about, do I even want a wedding? Because I don't know if I do. Maybe I should meet a boy first. But getting
you're
a little
probably going to like go to the courthouse and like do it.
No, I already know what I'm going to do.
Oh, really?
I'm hoping. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't understand this. But anyways, it was fun. We're gonna look really smoking hot, so I'm excited about that.
What do the dresses look like? Are you allowed to disclose this information?
I can't, but they're black. I'll give you that.
Okay, cool. That's fun.
We're gonna look fucking hot. So Lan, can't wait to be in your wedding. It's gonna be amazing. Anyways, but I also need to reveal something that's really kind of fuckery in my brain.
Before you say that, I do need to tell everyone that I did go see J-Lo, and she's fucking amazing and so hot, and she's 50 years old, and
I know.
I can't even
she's
believe
like a superior human.
She's so amazing. She did this like sexual strip dance situation, and it was like, it made me feel like I was like, okay, I am a degenerate human being and I need to get on my like next level. Like your dances that you used to post on your Insta, like the sexual dances, like that was her on a like chaise longue, and she was just like so sexual, and I was like,
sorry, what's a chaise longue?
A chaise longue is like
a chaise lounge.
Yeah, but it's called a chaise longue.
In where?
France.
True. Sorry.
Anyway, moving on. Your turn again.
Okay, well, now I can't fucking say anything I was gonna fucking
guess
say.
You said you had to get something off your chest.
Yeah, and it's completely irrelevant now.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because it's about me wanting to have a baby.
How
does that have to do with fucking
J-Lo? How the fluking fluker scene is that irrelevant? You fucking...
I know. Well, you fucking cut me off. And my whole point was like, I can't do a wedding. That makes me freak out. But honestly, I don't know what it is. But these past couple weeks, I've been having baby fever. And it's freaking me the fuck out. Because I've never experienced that in my life before. Literally, the whole 28 years I've been alive, I've been like, I don't even think I'm going to have kids.
It's your maternal clock. It's ticking.
But these past 2 weeks, I'm like, I need a baby. And honestly, I've asked two of my other girlfriends. And they're like, same. And I'm
literally,
like,
you
what
were
in the fuck is going on?
Sitting there. And you're like, oh my God, look at these babies. Aren't they so cute? And
I'm
literally cringe.
I'm
I
like,
cringed.
What is happening? Maybe it's just like a hormonal thing. Like I'm having like an estrogen spike.
I think
or something.
You are.
Because those thoughts have never
really?
Even crossed my
Sarah
mind.
Sarah
Murray,
you're just going to strut down the street with the stroller.
No.
Being a degen with your little
imagine.
Chips
I
and guac.
I have a roommate and I have no air conditioning. I cannot have a baby.
Yeah, so
that's
get
insane.
Over it.
So I'm just like, I don't know what's in the water right now. Like, this is a public health crisis.
Drink
but
your
like.
Rose, bitch. Drink your
I
rose.
Know, thank God I can have it. But I'm just like, oh my God, I need a baby. And I'm like, I have been possessed. Something has possessed my brain. And this is a public. It's a hashtag save Sarah, okay? Save fucking Sarah.
Oh my
we'll
God.
We'll say Britney and we'll say Sarah. But I just have to say that. But thank you for completely ruining my point with J-Lo, making me feel like
good,
I'm a
because
human.
Guess what? That point
thank
did
you
not
so
need.
Much. Oh, well, she had babies. She had twins. And she still looks like that. Fucking twins.
First of all, you're not in need of a baby. Second of all.
I know. That's why I'm just telling you. I'm like, this is complete fuckery. And this is where my mind is going. And three people I know that are my age and my very good friends are like, oh my God, I've been thinking the same thing. You're probably going to say the same thing next week.
It's time for a little 411.
Got shut off.
Yeah, you're done.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
It's on? Okay, this week's edition of 411, we're starting off with a little bit of a love rumor.
It is a rumor. It really is.
There's a rumor going around.
That's and it a sounds song. A little bit like Dish.
Oh, that sounds really bad. That was me singing the whole time. Thank you so much. Can't wait for my Grammy. I'll thank you all in my acceptance speech. Anyways, the lovers.
Le Shawn Mendes and Le Camila Cabello.
Yeah. They have been photographed and multiple times, I might add, holding hands and jaunting around town all lovely devilly.
Somebody over here.
Clearly, there's a debate going on about...
Calls PR stunt.
Exactly. Is this a PR stunt or are they actually just lovers? They've collabed on songs before. They've been friends for a long time. They've spoken about each other in the public very positively. Is this the makings of true love? Like, Camila was seeing other people. Sean was kind of seeing other people. We don't know because he's very private, but... Camila allegedly went through a breakup in June, right when the song was released, and now these images
come out. Oh, and all of a sudden the song comes out and she's just on the rebound and dating Shawn Mendes.
We're both in the marketing PR world and the music world, and we know that this stuff is staged, so I think it definitely could be, which is like a very elaborate marketing ploy, but I also kind of want to believe that maybe they have been in love this whole time and they finally just got together. Maybe they had a steamy session in the booth with the mic.
Oh, my God.
And they were canoodling on set music video.
You're relaying one of your fantasies.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to fucking write a romance novel about this and it's going to be fucking lit. Maybe even a blockbuster film.
I don't believe it for a second.
I want to believe it because I think that's the best story, but... I just know how much of a farce this whole world is.
Ugh, honestly, though, like, that's the thing, right? Like, it's just convenient because of the timing. Like, the song comes out, and allegedly she breaks up with this guy.
Yeah,
and so now they're
Camila,
just canoodling around town.
I think for a while, Camila Cabello has been dating Matthew Hussey, which is actually a well-known dating and relationship coach. He probably
taught her everything she needs to know to capture that Shawn Mendes.
And now she's like, I'm a confident woman. Like, I actually was reading this article that she posts. She just did an article with People. She's in the cover of Clash magazine, and they kind of took piecings from that article she did, and she states that I'm now more confident in myself. I feel more like a woman in my own shoes, and I'm just not afraid anymore.
So essentially, she used him for all the confidence boosting
LOL.
And to become
as
a person.
Yeah, maybe she just kind of grew into her own. I think she's only like 22, 23. Like,
she's young too.
Yeah, Sean's Strong is very young as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So Matthew Hussey, like, is this world-renowned dating coach. He used to be, like, a television host on that. I don't forget what the show he's on. Anyways, I've actually been to one of his seminars because when I used to work on the TV show The Social, he was guest, and we got passes to a seminar. And it was,
I know who that guy is. That's the guy on
Tony Robbins YouTube I've ever. Yeah, he does all these YouTube videos.
He's like, you're not gonna get him if you act like a desperate bitch,
which is like true.
You're like, fuck,
I'm like,
better dial back.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, Matthew, why you gotta be so realistic?
So he truly did teach her all the things she needed to know to capture the Shawn Mendes.
Exactly. Is that what you gotta do? You gotta fucking go date a dating coach, kind of decode all the secrets, and then you are released into the wild and just ready to conquer.
Like, literally all of his stuff is clickbait. It's like, don't like his behavior? 3 simple steps to change it. And everyone's like, yeah, click, 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 woo, change that behavior, woo.
I know. Well, he's a fucking genius marketer.
Yeah, no shit.
And honestly, But, like, can we just, like, even take a further step back and be like, how the fuck did Camila Cabello and Matthew Hussey meet? Was she a clickbait? Did she fall for the clickbait and was like, she got her team to email him? Like, I'm just wondering,
she's
what
like,
world?
He seems stable.
How the fluke did these two meet? He's like 30, 5.
32.
She's 32, and she's young. She, there's a
and
10
he's from
years age
United
gap.
Kingdom.
What circles are these two hanging out in that they're going to meet? And
she probably like went to one of his book signings.
Is she swiping on Bumble and Matthew Hussey? Maybe Raya. Maybe they met on Raya.
I bet you she went to one of his book signings. And
yeah, maybe. And she's like, hi, big fan. I used to be part of the comedy. Oh my God. Now I'm a senorita. Like, I cannot even. That when I found out they were dating, I'm like, but how did you even meet? I don't understand. That's the more of the mystery I'd like to explore here. But
back
allegedly,
to Sean
they
and
broke
Camila.
Up. I hope Matthew's okay, because obviously heartbreak is hard. And then obviously, as soon as
he's
the
fine.
Breakup comes, that was all this publicity around him, her and Shawn Mendes. And the song, like, he probably turns his radio on every day and fucking hears this fucking song. And either like, good for you, babe, we're secretly still dating and this is a marketing ploy. Or he's like, fuck my life. I hate music. I guess only time will tell. Maybe we'll see. Maybe he'll be really emotional and raw through his new content, but
doubt it.
Rob's not. He's probably in on the joke.
He'll be like, this is how you get over a girl. Block, delete, fuck you.
It's true.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess only time will tell. But there's a bunch of mysteries here, and I think it just comes down to brilliant marketing, but not really brilliant because we all know it's kind of a joke, but still brilliant because we're still thinking about it. Being like, wait, is it true? Is it not? And I think this just proves that you never know who you'll run into in this lifetime. I need to listen to the songs more. All right.
On to the next one. On to the next one.
On to the next one. Well, and speaking of Shawn Mendes, Shawn was one of the many celebrities that have been tweeting out and speaking out about a recent incident involving one of our fave rappers.
ASAP Rocky, y'all.
ASAP Rocky. That's actually my favorite saying for
anything. ASAP Rocky.
It's like, what time do I need to go? You need
A$AP
to go ASAP
Rocky.
That means
yep.
Now, bitch. So
also one of my fave songs, Fashion Killer.
Ooh.
Burr, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's your turn to sing because I already embarrassed myself by belting out Camila Cabello.
I
hope it's still gold. Because she's a fashion killer. And I'm a...
What?
LOL. So anyways, there
mouse the words.
I don't like to say that.
And you expected me to say it.
Yeah.
That's what I
you're
thought.
A Danelle.
Because guess what? That was a setup. And guess what? Danelle sees through setups.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, ASAP Rocky did not. And so basically,
he really didn't see the setup coming for him.
ASAP was in, he was doing a bunch of dates in Europe. So he was headlining a couple festivals. He stopped off in Stockholm, was walking the streets of Sweden with his
yep.
team, and allegedly got into an altercation with two males that allegedly were following him around the streets of Sweden. So his security guards were like, guys, stop following us.
Yeah.
They stated that they were following them for over 30 minutes. And then there's been the thing I don't understand is because this is a this is just like an altercation that happened in the street. There's no cameras. There's only
iPhone
video
yeah.
that captured the incident. So basically, based on the iPhone footage, the
and that was from their cameras.
Arrested. Yeah, it was from.
So it was like their view.
It was their view. Was it the other the victim or whatever?
Yeah, like it
camera?
Was like their entourage, like victim video that was released of him.
Rocky's team, or was it the two pedestrians?
It was the pedestrian, so it shows it like in like him in a bad light. So it's like them
yeah.
hammering on
well,
the two guys on
Rocky
the streets,
had,
and then
Rocky's team had some videos out too.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
Mean, like, guys, this is
yeah,
the situation.
Yeah.
So basically, how the police judged the arrest was literally by Instagram stories. How
yeah.
that is a valid source of proof and evidence
great evidence
is literally beyond me. It's like, let me just snap a quick insta vid and be like, oh yep, this is gonna be valid, this is
mm-hmm.
gonna stand up in court. I'm like, well, I hope court's in 24 hours because that is gonna disappear.
So he posted about it on his Instagram, and this is the caption. So he said, so a few drug addicts are not my fans. We don't know these guys and we didn't want trouble. They followed us for 4 blocks and they were slapping girls' butts who passed. Give me a break. So I will play the video. I don't know, like it's probably very visual, but we can still listen. Yeah, so obviously you can hear him saying, like, go that way, like, leave. Like, yeah, he's like, trying to tell them to go.
So, yeah. What? Just go that way. Who's following us? Go that way. Fight with me. No, bro. Let's nobody wants to fight with him, bro. Go that way, bro. Go that way. Nobody wants to fight with him. Go that way.
Yeah, so they say, they're like, nobody wants to fight with you.
No one wants to fight you. Go the other way. So yeah. Trying to start it. But there is a video that shows the two males. They are the ones that started the fight.
Yeah.
So they were hitting ASAP Rocky's bodyguard, and he hit him with his headphones, and the headphones broke, which set him off even more. So they all started fighting. So there's two guys against four. Yeah. And there is video of ASAP Rocky punching one of the guys, but he was instigated.
Tosses him like a fucking
like a little rag doll. But it's clearly instigated. Like these guys, especially if they were slapping girls' butts in the streets and being like creepy and pervy, like that's so freaked up. I'm glad they fucking punched him in the face.
Well, but Europe is known for some places in Europe are known for being
profiling. And yeah. Definitely 100%. Racist.
100%. And
so he's been in jail for like 2 weeks over this alleged mishap in the streets. And he's going to be in jail potentially 2 more weeks awaiting a trial, which he could potentially serve up to 6 years in prison.
Yeah. And there's a change.org.
Is the rest of his team in jail or is it just him?
I will look that up. But I know that there's.
I don't know that too, but he is the main one in prison. And it's actually ridiculous.
So it says, upon being detained, Rocky was denied his request to counsel, which is in violation of Article 36 of the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, to which Sweden is a signatory, reads the Justice for Rocky petition, which calls for the rapper's release from custody. A U.S. embassy official was eventually allowed access, but only under police supervision. So it says, fueling the petition have been concerns among U.S. fans after an alarming July 4th report from TMZ questioning the food, cleanliness, and other conditions at the detention facility where Rocky is being held.
So I read a comment that TMZ reported that the cell he's being kept in is he's being held with another inmate that is mentally unstable and banging his head against cement walls and throwing his feces around the room. So whether that's true or not, that's allegedly a report, but that's what TMZ is reporting.
So it says here. The prison
has spoken out and said that's not true, but
yeah, of course they're covering it up.
Exactly.
So it says reports of the condition in ASAP's jail cell in violation of his counselor's visitation rights are concerning, said in a statement Thursday, adding his voice to the debate. We at the civil rights group National Action Network are appealing directly to the Swedish authorities for complete transparency and ASAP's swift return home. So it says under Swedish law, a prosecutor has up to 3 days after a person is arrested to file a charge, but a spokeswoman at the Swedish prosecution authority said a decision likely would come the day after the arrest. Instead, a judge decided on July 4th that authorities could hold Rocky for up to 2 weeks while they investigated the brawl. Like, obviously, this is, like, rigged.
Everything is so fishy. Like, the whole situation seems like a setup.
He was clearly set up.
Yeah, he was instigated by those guys. Like, it just seems so fishy and so unfair. And, like, they're keep stalling and stalling and stalling. Yeah. So, I feel so bad. Like, he's missed, like, he was headlining major festivals in Europe. And he's had to miss them. They're saying he's grossing over $1 million in losses from not appearing to these shows, which is like horrible. This is a horrible look for his career, and like especially the bad press he's gonna get this, and the bad reputation for not showing up for something that is like allegedly not even his fault, which is really sad. So a lot of celebrities are tweeting out. It was self-defense for sure. Like if these guys are egging on his team and like literally following them and literally putting other people in harm,
yes,
like you have to defend yourself. Absolutely, I believe that.
So he wrote in a second video, hit security in the face with headphones and follows us. So I'll play the clip. Like, clearly they're literally just walking, following, yeah, they're just, they're looking for it. Yeah, they're looking for it.
Yeah, instigating this debacle, which is really sad. And I hope that there's some way that the American consulate can do something about it to free him, to even get him back to U.S. so he could be investigated on U.S. soil. If I wish this is dropped, because it looks like a stupid... Like, I know guys I get in bar fights on it. We used to work in a bar, and I would see guys literally punch the shit out of each other, literally smash bottles over each other's heads, and they walk out of there like nothing happened. They're not in Swedish prison with a roommate that's throwing feces over that. They just walk out of it.
It's obviously a setup.
Yeah, and it's actually really disturbing, and it's like, just shows you how much of a worldwide, that this issue of, like, if this is a matter of race, if this is a matter of unjust, how much of a bubble we live in our society, where we think that,
well, those guys look like
we have no power over there and we have no control, and like how much conspiracies are in different parts of the world. It's really
the
sad.
Guys that were following them were like, they didn't look like white Swedish guys.
No, they looked, and they have accents too, and like I don't think they're speaking English. Like I think there is a language barrier too. They look like they're traveler. They look like they are,
they're probably hired to do it.
Hired, or they're traveling too, and maybe they just don't understand what's going on. Like, I
could be.
I don't know. I just don't understand. But this could be. I don't also understand how video Instagram story video evidence is holding up as proof in court. Like, I think that's a pretty wild.
Well, I mean, it is video.
I know, but like, it's so like subjective.
Yeah, totally. It's like he said, she said.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, no, this is what they did from my angle. No, but this is what they did from my angle. I think it's bullocks. And I think that this is the most unjust thing is that, yes, he was detained. That's not cool. And that he's being held for, it's being dragged on, which is extremely unjust. And you're like, okay, what the fuck is happening? Like, in the grand scheme of things, he did not commit a terrorist attack. He did not commit mass murder. He didn't, like, he defended his group of friends. He literally just like threw a guy off him because he was antagonizing him. I don't think this is the worst crime that's ever happened, and I think it's just a little bit too much.
Yeah, well, anyway,
to say the least.
Moving on.
Okay, yeah,
our next little 411 seggy, we got the T-Swift up in this bitch. So Taylor spoke out against Scooter Braun, and then,
which is confusion to me.
Yeah, and then how Justin Bieber, obviously protecting Scooter because they have that relationship. So it was announced the prominent music manager Scooter Braun acquired Big Machine Record as part of a $300 million deal. So that means that Scooter, who manages people like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, now owns all of Swift's music made prior to her switch from Big Machine to Republic Records in November 2018. So anything before that, he owns, essentially.
What?
Yeah. So she wrote a Tumblr post, and this is kind of like where it all...
Oh God, I love Taylor, how her go-to platform is Tumblr. Like, right? Girl after my own heart.
Right?
That's like you for Twitter and me for Pinterest. Like, I fucking love Tumblr, or like a CD ghetto blog. And I love that this
Tumblr.
Is her...
Tumblr's
I know,
my
you
theme.
Love Tumblr too, but I just love that, like, she doesn't go right to Instagram. She doesn't go to Facebook. She goes to fucking Tumblr.
So what she did was she screenshotted a picture of Justin, and then he was FaceTiming with like Kanye West, Scooter, and then someone else in the middle, and then she wrote like she clearly like wrote over it on like screenshot, and then did like a pencil arrow and then circled his face and was like, this is Scooter Braun bullying me on social media when I was at my lowest point. He's about to own all the music I've ever made. So here's her blog post. For years, I asked, pleaded for a chance to own my work. Instead, I was given an opportunity to sign back to Big Machine Records and earn one album back at a time. One for every new one I turned in. I walked away because I knew once I signed the contract that Scott Borchetta would sell the label, thereby selling me and my future. I had to make the excruciating choice to leave behind my music, music that I wrote on my bedroom floor, and videos I dreamed up and paid for from the money I earned playing in bars and clubs and arenas and stadiums. Some fun facts about today's news. I learned that Scooter Braun purchased of my masters as it was announced to the world. All I could think about was the incessant manipulative bullying I received at his hands for years. Like when Kim Kardashian orchestrated an illegally recorded snippet of a phone call to be leaked, and then Scooter got his two clients together to bully me about it. See photo. Or when his client Kanye West organized a revenge porn music video which strips my body naked. Now Scooter has stripped me of my life's work that I wasn't given an opportunity to buy. Essentially, my musical legacy is about to lie in the hands of someone who tried to dismantle it.
Whoa.
She's
very emotional and panically, but like rightfully so. I still don't understand how he is buying
acquired it.
Yeah, how he acquired it. I thought she now signed with Universal and she created this whole thing that she's like, all of my streaming money, I'm donating back to the label to put in the hands of developing artists. Like, there was this whole big, like, Saint Taylor campaign because earlier this year, she made this big thing how her deal was up with Big Machine and she did not re-sign with them as per what she mentioned about, I guess, Scott is the one who owns it, but she didn't re-sign with Big Machine and she went to another label, which is Universal, and she was on this like big train on how she was supporting artists on in development and blah 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 blah.
So she continues, this is my worst case scenario. This is what happens when you sign a deal at 15 to someone for whom the term loyalty is clearly just a contractual concept. And when that man says music has value, he means its value is beholden to men who have no part in creating it. When I left my masters in Scott's hands, I made peace with the fact that eventually he would sell them. Never in my worst nightmares did I imagine the buyer to be Scooter. Anytime Scott Borchetta had heard the words Scooter Braun escape my lips, it was when I was either crying or trying not to. He knew what he was doing. They both did. Controlling a woman who didn't want to be associated with them. In perpetuity, that means forever. Thankfully, I'm now signed to a label that believes I should own anything I create. Thankfully, I left my past in Scott's hand and not my future. And hopefully, young artists or kids with musical dreams will read this and learn about how to better protect themselves in negotiation. You deserve to own the art you make. I will always be proud of my past work, but for healthier opinion, option Lover will be out August 23rd. So maybe this was her trying to promote her newest
Sad and Gross Up. I don't think it was a promo thing. Obviously, somewhat. The end was, but I think that, okay, so she signed a new record deal with Universal, meaning that she would own her masters. So that means, I guess that means all of the royalties and like,
yeah,
income that comes from like those reoccurring songs. Like, I guess if you own the masters, you own the rights to that music, meaning you get the income from it. And so I don't understand what, obviously, I guess maybe that means Scooter will get the residual income from those songs as they're played out, the royalties, and they'll be splitting the money. It's a power move on his point, but like, what's he gonna do with them? Like, copy the, maybe he can like recut some of her songs and like remix them with like some of his artists as like snapback tracks. I don't know. I don't know the play here, but I feel like it's a strange move. But yeah, I think that's pretty shitty. I think it's a power move. It's drama. It's just like business drama and like contractual weird shit. Obviously, Taylor's really emotional about this, but like rightfully so. Like, if you're, I'm trying to like come up with a
reason.
No, like an analogy of this. It's like, I feel like it's like if you broke up with a boy and then your enemy started dating him right after, like how betrayed you'd be. You're like, oh, you motherfucker. Like, I vented to you about how much I hated this girl and you go and fucking date her right after.
Okay, so let me read you the message from the Biebs.
Justin Bieber. Okay.
So he posted a photo.
He's Team Scooter because Scooter's his manager.
So this is a picture of Taylor and Justin. Like, he's like a baby in this.
He's still like the comb over. Yeah. Like, this is still YouTube era.
And she looks.
And Taylor Swift is still long, curly blonde hair.
No lip filler or anything else.
Or breast implants.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor. First of all, I would like to apologize for posting that hurtful Instagram post. At the time, I thought it was funny, but looking back, it was distasteful and insensitive. I have to be honest, though. It was my caption and post that I screenshotted of Scooter and Kanye that said, Taylor Swift, what up? He didn't have anything to do with it, and it wasn't even a part of the conversation. In all actuality, he was the person who told me not to joke like that. Scooter has had your back since the day you graciously let me open up for you. As the years has passed, we haven't crossed paths and gone to communicate our differences, hurts, or frustrations. So for you to take it out on social media and get people to hate Scooter isn't fair. What were you trying to accomplish by posting that blog? Seems to me it was to get sympathy. You also knew that in posting that, your fans would go and bully Scooter. Anyway, one thing I know is that both Scooter and I love you. I feel the only way to resolve conflict is through communication. So banter back and forth online, I don't believe solves anything. I'm sure Scooter and I would love to talk to you and resolve any conflict, pain, or any feelings that need to be addressed. Neither Scooter or I have anything negative to say about you. We truly want the best for you. I usually don't rebuttal things like this, but when you try to deface someone I love's character, that's crossing a line. ... Haley Bieber. Gentlemen.
Period. Oh. AKA, she fucking typed that because we both know Justin probably can't spell.
Yep.
Anyway, I hate how he's like, me and Scooter. It's like, why is Justin speaking out about this? Has Scooter released a statement?
Because I feel like Scooter's not as well known. Like, some people are like, who the hell is that?
No, he is.
I feel like not as much as like Taylor or Justin.
Well, on the basic sense, but anyone who knows, I think he's a mogul. I think people do know. Yeah. He's very in your face. And he's very, like, he always posts photos with his artists and, like, I'm Scooter Braun. This is me. This is that.
So Scooter posted the video. Sorry, not the video, but he posted. Sorry, I'm going through slides. So he posted a little thing from his wife being like, okay, so it's her response to Taylor.
This is Scooter's wife, AL's response to Taylor Swift.
I have never been one for public airing of laundry, but when you attack my husband, here we go. Let's start with at Taylor Swift. Whoa. Then let's get the facts straight. You were given an opportunity to own your masters. You passed. Interesting that the man you're so grossed out by believed in you more than you believed in yourself. Your dad is a shareholder and whoa, she's like fully going in. Like, this is like some full on tea.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, she's not even holding back. Like, she's like, that's my man. You don't disrespect him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it.
Freaking Scooter's wife. Okay. Your dad is a shareholder and was notified and Borchetta personally told you before this came out. So no, you didn't find out with the world. And girl, who are you talking about bullying? The world has watched you collect and drop friends like wilted flowers. My husband is anything but a bully. He spent his life standing up for people and causes he believes in. Beyond that, it's easy to see that the point of putting this out to get people to bully him. You are supposed to be a role model, but continue to model bullying. He's a manager, not God. He cannot control the actions of other humans, even ones he manages. Don't blame him because Kim caught you in a lie. It's embarrassing, I know. But adults own up to their mistakes. We learn and grow from them. We don't divert blame and blur the lines of reality to suit our needs. What you haven't seen is what happens behind closed doors when he has supported and stood up for you. When he has challenged his clients to be kind or be quiet. When he has reached an olive branch out to you on numerous occasions. Scooter was so excited to work and build with you. How embarrassing this temper tantrum is because you didn't get your own way. He believes in you and supports you. I sincerely hope you can learn to love and believe in yourself the way my husband does. Wow.
Dude.
Lastly, if you think he can control his clients, please control your fans. Leave your personal life and kids out of this. You don't understand yet what lines that crosses, but one day you will. And I hope you have the dignity, class, and kindness to leave your fans out of this and have an open discussion. Tumblr can't fix this. A phone call can.
Ooh.
Wow! That is like...
Shade!
That is like the most mature call out.
Like, okay, honey, let's just get this.
She's like, okay,
straight.
You want to play?
Yeah,
you want to fucking play?
For me? You coming for my husband? Let's go.
Wow. She like threw
dead. Wow.
Claws
are poking out. I love it. Well, I guess we will see how this plays out. Maybe we'll see a Kanye and Justin Bieber. Sorry, I'm having a stroke.
I had a couple through this Taylor Swift
collab come out soon. If not, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, wait, hold on.
This
so
is wild. Wow.
Yep. Pop Crave, they tweeted Big Machines. Hashtag Scott Borchetta says hashtag Taylor Swift was fully aware of Scooter Braun's deal to acquire her masters in lengthy letter. Taylor had every chance in the world to own not just her masters recordings, but every video, photograph, everything associated to her career. So why is she freaking out?
I think that she's like, okay, this is a chance for me to come out and be like, no, see, I'm Taylor. I'm getting kicked. And like, maybe she thought this was a chance for her to like redeem herself or like take power. I'm totally talking out of my ass right now. I don't know why she would do this. Maybe her team's like, okay, let's fluking take them down. Because they know that she has the power to do that by going directly to her fans. Like kind of like the beehive for Beyonce. Like if you fucks with Beyonce, the beehive will come and like literally assassinate you.
Okay, so Cara Delevingne. Okay, so we know how Hailey said like at Gentleman.
Yeah.
So Cara Delevingne responded.
I love.
She goes,
was part of Taylor's squad. Is she sticking up for Taylor?
Yeah.
Did.
Okay. Gentlemen, Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, you must be bored. I wish you spent less time sticking up for men and more time trying to understand women and respecting their valid reactions. As a married man, you should be lifting women up instead of tearing them down because you are threatened. I'm not sure you actually understand what an apology is. The issue is that Taylor Swift is talking out... Sorry, this issue that Taylor Swift is talking out is about far more than a picture, and you know that. As you said, you haven't spoken to her in years, which means you... One second, it's cut off. Definitely don't understand the situation. I do. Oh, really, Kara? Do you? Take a step back and try and learn from this. We should all be on the same team. End of story. Kissy face. Woo.
Oh my God, I love... Teaming up! Teaming up, Team Taylor squad.
Team.
The squad versus the Scooter. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win? Who's going to win against Scooter Braun?
Yay. Oh my God. I love it.
Okay.
Lots of tea.
Halsey.
Lots of fucking tea.
Halsey.
Oh, yeah.
Halsey spoke out.
Love her.
So, Taylor Swift is a huge reason why I always insisted to write my own music. I believed if she did it. Hey. In a way that made my teeth ache like cold water and my heart swell and my eyes leak, then I should too. Because that's how to make someone feel. To drag it from the pits of your heart. To offer it on a platter and say, take some, but take it kindly. Yeah. She deserves to own the painstaking labor of her heart.
Yeah, those teardrops
she
on her
has
fucking
surpassed
guitar.
All her she has surpassed all expectations of what any artist is even capable of. She catapulted her stardom into the Milky Way, and it turns my guts that no matter how much power or success a woman has in this life, hold on, Demi Lovato spoke out.
Oh, and Scooter's her manager now. Baby, I'm sorry.
So Demi stood by a Scooter.
Yeah, because she's on Team Scoot. Because Scooter's her manager.
Yep, I have dealt with bad people in this industry, and Scooter is not one of them. He is a good man. Personally, I'm grateful he came into my life when he did. Please stop dragging people or bullying them. There's enough hate in this world as it is. Todrick Hall. Do we know Todrick Hall?
He's...
He goes, for those asking, I left Scooter Braun a long time ago. I'm saddened by this news, but not shocked. He's an evil person.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Whose only concern in his wealth and feeding his disgusting ego. I believe he is homophobic, and I know from his own mouth that he is not a Swift fan.
Oh!
Martha Hunt. Here we go, Martha Hunt.
She's in the squad.
She's in the fucking squad. Taylor doesn't deserve for someone who has constantly bullied her on her own rights to her blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
It's not the Dark Ages. Artists should not be held down, and I couldn't be prouder of my friend for standing up for what's right.
Yeah.
End of story. Martha Hunt.
Squad versus Scooter.
Jenner. Kendall Jenner.
I think she's going to go Scooter. She's going to go fucking Scoots.
She went Scoots.
Oh, yeah. Cause she was in the squad, but then she like left. Because she's like, this is boring.
Yeah. So Gomez herself remains silent on the matter for now. It's rumored Gomez and Swift have a song together. Her mother has come up to the bat for Swift. Specifically, she calls Braun's wife Yell, suggesting they meet to mom to mom. So Kick to the Curb Productions. I don't know. Is that like Selena's mom?
Maybe.
Selena Gomez?
I don't know.
Okay. Says, so thankfully, blah, 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 blah. What did she say? Hold on.
Mommy.
At Taylor Swift, I wish I could give you a big hug right now. Thanks for speaking out about this and teaching future young artists about protecting themselves. I don't understand the pleasure of power plays to simply hurt people, to not deny you the option of your own blood, sweat, and tears. Everyone's saying that, especially as young women who have shared growing up in front of the world, is heartbreaking. At Yael, I would love to talk to have a mom-to-mom meeting in private, drink some tea, and have a real talk. XO. Who the hell is this Kick to the Curb Productions?
I don't know. Maybe it's
Mandy Teefy. Who is that?
I do not know.
I don't know either, but she seems quite involved in the media. She's got 167,000 followers.
Cool.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Who's the next one?
Herbs.
Jack Antonoff. Herbs. Don't fuck with artists. Ooh. I don't get it. Antonoff frequently produces songs with Swift, and Swift liked a screenshot of his tweet on Tumblr suggesting Antonoff is coming to her defense in this subtle tweet. Okay. Anyway. Iggy Azalea.
Oh, what's Iggy on?
She says Iggy Azalea revealed that she owns the masters of her own upcoming album and voiced her support for Swift, who she feels was screwed out of buying her own music back. Telling someone about a deal days before it's public means the deal was already done and she never had the opportunity to even make a bid to her own work.
Yeah.
These deals take months to negotiate in long form.
Yeah, totally. There's gazillions of dollars on the table. Taylor Swift is a entity.
Okay, so what do you think? She was fucked over?
I don't know. Like, I obviously, it sucks that someone that she doesn't like now owns her work. I think, A, why the fuck would you want to do that, Scooter? Why are you making that power play? Like, what is it? And, like, I don't, maybe it wasn't malicious. Maybe it was. Maybe it was selfish. I just think it's weird. I just don't know the underlying notes to it.
There's no fucking way in hell that Taylor didn't know about this purchase.
No, she obviously knew about it, but then she went to the Swifties. She went right to the Swifties, not the media. Like, she could have gone to a publication, but she doesn't do that. She doesn't do a lot of interviews. She's very, like,
whatever. Taylor's a fluking idiot, and I'm on to the next.
I like how she did this. I think it's dirty and good.
Ugh.
And I don't, it's true. Like, it's, I don't like how this whole thing started. Like, she's right. She was 15 when she signed this record deal. That means that basically her whole adolescence and all her 20s and stuff have gone to this career. So all that work, basically the Taylor Swift we know now is not the Taylor Swift we met.
Yeah, but I do think she's a bully. I think she's a full-on bully, and I think she's twisting the narrative. 100% she is. She plays the victim so much.
At the end of the day, she's gone through a lot of shit, and she's like, I just want some respect back, maybe. And I think she is manipulative. I don't think she's cool. No, I don't want to be her friend. Like, this isn't personal. At the end of the day, you take a step back, and you're like, is this right that he... that she doesn't own her work? It's not. But so I don't know if
she's actually,
she didn't opt to buy it, or she opted out of it so she could create a media storm. That's
You know what? You're right. You're right.
She's like, no, I'm going to let him have it, and then I'm going to make a stink about it and take him down in the media. Maybe that was her plan.
I don't know. Anyway, on to the next. Let's get into a little wild thought. This was fucking wild as hell.
Yeah.
But you let's.
Sent me this, and I was like, I'm confusion.
Yeah, this was wild, but let's get into a real wild thought. All right, so obviously we have to talk about the most wild fact. I don't even think it's a fact. It's like a topic of discussion.
Yeah, it's the newest story hitting the streets.
So nearly...
or the skies.
Actually, it's over 500,000 people have pledged to ambush Area 51, and they say, let's see them aliens.
So, let's dive into this a bit further. Sorry, stroke.
Grab your tinfoil hats and running shoes, because an ambush of Area 51 is going down next month, supposedly.
So, Area 51 is a... very secret, mysterious, very secure
military base,
U.S. military base in the Nevada desert, mm-hmm. Probably near Vegas.
It's been subject to countless conspiracy theories.
Yeah, so conspiracy theorists love to make up stories and conspiracies about alien
extraterrestrial variety
research and findings and inhabitants that come into this area. The military people have commented and been like, nope, this is just where we test aircrafts and other secret military things. But the people are like, no, this is where they keep the aliens. So there is a Facebook group, as Danielle just said, with people planning to storm the facility. So to find and see them aliens.
To see them aliens.
I love it.
So it says, for decades, many have believed that the Nevada District served as a holding site for aliens and UFOs, a theory that has been widely referenced in pop culture. Though the military official acknowledged the base in 2013, its purpose remains a mystery. Which is why nearly half a million Facebook users have committed to invading Area 51 in a couple of months. So as of today, in the afternoon, more than 480,000 people have signed up for the Facebook event called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. But literally, as you can tell by its description, it's not all serious. So it's not a full-on attack, but I think that it does obviously show that, you know, people are interested. Yeah, they want to know about
what's going on in there.
And I think a lot of people believe that. I think that they know that the government is hiding something.
There obviously is some kind of testing or research or something that goes on with this. Aliens are real. I 1,000% believe.
1,000%.
Aliens are real. There's no way that there's not some other kind of Twitter thing outside there in the universe.
It said that the last person to, I guess, break into Area 51 was in January, and they were shot down.
By guards.
Yeah. So it says in the description on the Facebook group, it's like, we will all meet up at Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate and coordinate our entry. The event page reads, before referencing the Naruto Uzumaki anime character.
Oh, yes.
If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
Dead.
The ambush is scheduled to take place from 3 to 6 a.m. on September 20th. The event was created in part by shit posting because I'm in shambles, which further underscores the joke. Yeah.
Wow. I just love the way the like capacity this group has been and like the awareness it's spreading. Like, that's a lot of people in one Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
It's drawing a lot of media attention. Would you attend this? You want to see them aliens? I mean, this bad?
I think it just, it had, I don't know, it depends. Like, if other people were going and I knew it would be like a safe situation, then maybe. But like, I wouldn't just be like the lone wolf, like, like weirdo.
Let's charge the gate!
And like, yeah, goes by myself and then like gets shot down. Like, no.
Yeah, I think it's too public of an attack, but I don't think I would go. I think I would watch it on a live stream, but I would not attend. Not attending on Facebook.
You,
sorry.
You, well, okay, I don't know.
I feel like I see aliens every day. What? Not really.
What?
Like the homeless people on the streets. I'm like, yeah, we're not in this world. So I don't need to storm. And the desert itself is like rough terrain. I don't want to get stung by a scorpion or a cacti. You know? But honestly, I hope someone sees them aliens. I want to get some more alien life and alien information out there. I think that should be a course in school.
Okay, so someone on Twitter, IDK WTF going on. But if we save the aliens, I'm in, bitch. Go. Going plane, Area 51. Someone else. Zoo? ZHU Music? Do you know who that is?
DJ, no?
Yeah. I really should be at Area 51. Someone else. And I don't understand why this one has so many fucking likes. What if we kissed at the Area 51 raid? That's like so lame. That like...
Like what?
Like, no.
Shut up, person.
Idiot.
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 Kiss anywhere else. Idiot.
What else are people saying? Hold on, hold on.
Wow, wow, wow. I mean, I just love it.
So it's like hundreds of thousands of people have signed up to an event promising to storm the alleged secret U.S. military base, Area 51, located in the Nevada desert. What could possibly go wrong?
L-O freaking L.
A detailed blueprint of how we plan to storm Area 51.
Oh, yeah. It's, put it on the internet.
It's like a map with like...
No one will see it. Yeah. No one. They won't shut it down.
It's literally... It's literally a map with just arrows. First wave. Second wave.
Yeah.
Second wave. Extraction zone.
This is literally like a medieval times war plan. Like, let's just run at them with weapons and it'll be fine. Like, honey, this ain't gonna
Everyone has just like created their own like weird like... animations, I mean, of like the
all
maps.
For creativity. If this is getting the brainwaves going, I'm all for it. But this is just freaking funny. I just had a heart attack. What the hell was that?
It's like me arguing with the guards of Area 51 when I break in.
I cannot even.
Who the fuck are you? That's literally...
That's freaking funny, man.
That's like us when we get there.
Who the fuck are you? I'm an alien, bitch. What?
Go back.
Ma. Go loco. Go loco. Arriba. I asked you first.
I'm an alien.
Hello, freaking L. I mean, I want to see them damn aliens, but I just hope they're friendly. You know?
They know things.
They know freaking things. Well, I think it's about that time, Danny
that girl. Time
we gotta wrap her up. Spot of tea in my throat hurts.
My throat hurts too, and I'm honestly emotionally drained considering Mercury and retrograde. Yeah, fuck with this podcast.
We had a scare. We almost lost this content. Listen, and people,
is not a short fucking podcast.
I had
okay?
a dramatic, a real life breakdown? Encounter. I had a breakdown. I basically Swiffer Danielle's floor with my body.
Yep, she did.
It was temper tantrum.
You know what it was? It was tantrum. More of a cancer. Like crab.
Oh.
Imitation.
Like crawl away?
Yeah, okay. You crawled away like a little crab during cancer season.
Savamal. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are going to get back on our bullshit and start podcasting regularly. So we'll see you guys next week. Promise. Secrets don't make friends. See you next week. Danny girl, thank you for your time, your words, and your energy.
Follow us at the Chick Chat Podcast and check out our website at www.thechickchatpodcast.com. Goodbye, you fucking bitches.
Like, you subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Fuck you.